işler TikTok gibi.
Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hello! We are back after 2 weeks. This is Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM.
The music collective
for the divas that are unaware,
and the dolls
furthermore and the kikiers,
and we're gonna
Speaking
talk about
which,
that today
we're gonna talk we have a lot to say but lot before to unpack. We unpack any of that, let's introduce our new everybody besides two of us here is a new member
of spit.
So woo! All right, let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Which
Where do you
want to
start? Let's start here.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Guy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Everyone's
Are you
nice
ready
to meet
for
you.
Your? How are you feeling?
I don't know. Like, it's my first time here, so
excited, Yay! Nervous, all the above.
All the above.
All the above.
Amazing yeah. here.
Gonna be a kiki, so don't worry about it.
Oh, don't even worry about
don't
it.
Don't worry.
Rest okay. assured.
I don't know what that means, but I'm ready.
You're about to find out because we are all about sharing.
We're about sharing and sharing the kikis first and foremost here on Spit at 101.9 FM CITR.
In your ear, exclamation point.
Nice to meet you. On to the next. Who are we meeting?
Hi, my name's Lily, and this is my first time. Of the CITR Spit in Your Ear Music Collective.
Nice dance.
Thank you so much. To any of the listeners that didn't see it, I just did a really amazing dance. I did a triple backflip and then
a back handspring and then a cartwheel to finish it all off, all while you were talking with headphones on. It's really crazy in here. Studio A right
not
now.
Not wireless.
Yeah, no.
Not wired,
may I add. Yeah, not wireless. It was amazing. Also, shout out to Jockstrap 50/50.
Which is what we brought in the app. I mean, this diva already knows what is going on, and it's her first time in the stew. Let's have a round of applause for that. Come on now.
Guys, I feel so honored. This is insane.
You should.
We are honored.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, my name is Jerome. I'm also a first timer here.
Yeah.
And thoroughly excited to be part of this tonight. Yeah.
Amazing. Nice to meet you. And to my left, who are you?
I'm Marisol, the one and only. Hello.
The one and only.
Name another.
She knows.
Name another.
Speaking of names.
Should I just get right into it?
Get right into it.
We're going into name lore today.
Ooh.
And my name's got some pretty fun lore. I don't know if it's actually fun or not, but
I mean, come on now.
It's Spanish, so Marisol,
yeah.
Mar, which is sea, yeah. E, which is and Sol, which is sun. So it's like when the moment when the sun touches the sea in a sunset.
Shut up.
So
it is so chic.
I think
it's such a kinky name. I just have to say
shout out to my lovely father who heard it on the radio and decided to name his daughter that.
And what is his name?
His name's Malcolm.
Let's go.
What can I say? Let's hear it for the M names.
Thank you. Does anyone else have some name lore to share?
Mine is so bleak, but like my grandmother's, I think it was her nickname.
Okay, that's cute.
Like, it's a kiki for sure.
That is a kiki, yeah.
Oh, and we'll get into that. By the way, Marisol comes in as one of the kiki... She holds a PhD in kikiing, actually. Mm. She's one of the three in the room that actually has done her dissertation, yes, as well as multiple years of graduate education on kikiing.
Yeah. Yeah. Defended her thesis. Yeah.
Multiple times across the country and globe.
Yeah. Dare I say almost every day defending the kiki.
I know that for fact. Oh.
I mean, technically, I'm named after a vampire from the 60s.
Whoa.
Whoa.
If that's if dark any, and ethereal.
It's dark.
Which is our theme, I guess.
Our theme tonight is like dark, ethereal, esoteric pots and pans, I guess. All the buzzwords that you've heard time and time again on Spit in Your Ear, they're back. Anyways, back to you.
Oh, well, my dad was really obsessed. Again, my dad named me. He was really obsessed with this show called The Munsters, which was like from the 50s and 60s. I didn't even know. I watched that as a kid too. It was literally like a black and white TV show. And he was really obsessed with the mom that was on the show because it's like a family of monsters. And the mom's name was Lily. And he was like, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Lily. And that's that.
And so he did.
And here we are.
Yeah. So not many people know that except for
all the people that just heard that. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Lily is a beautiful name.
I love that name.
I always thought it was kind of boring, but
No, I love it.
No, when I was really little, I always wanted to be named after a flower. So I genuinely wanted the name Lily when I was in elementary school.
Wow.
And that's the truth.
Well, I always wanted your name, the one where it's when the sun meets the horizon.
Oh,
I loved it.
Name reciprocity going on right now.
Yeah, bouncing off.
The respect is shared. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, my name is pretty bland. It's like a typical French-Canadian name with not much. What I can say, though, is I was supposed to be named after my two grandfathers, which is like Marc and André, which is like very like old French-Canadian names.
Exactly, after
your grandparents. And finally I was born and my mom was like, ooh, no, we're not doing that.
Oh.
And I'm so happy. that I wasn't called after my grandpas. As much as I love them, I just think my name is a bit more modern in a sense.
It's a little bit of a postmodern twist on a classic, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So what you're saying is mother was mothering.
She was. She was. And I must say, shout out to Mylène for that. Like, love her. And I just, like, I love my name. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see you as a Marc-André, but no. Who am I to speak?
Yeah.
Who am I to speak?
Exactly.
You can always sprinkle it in as, like, a middle name. Mm-hmm.
But it is my middle name.
Oh! So. There you go! There you go! Voilà. Covered all angles.
The truth comes out eventually.
Exactly.
Where did you get your name from?
Well, it's actually, it's a Jewish name. So, yeah, a lot of people, like, either, like, call me Guy, like, think it's, like, a French-Canadian name, but it's not. It's, like, probably my pet peeve, but... yeah, like, often people would be like, is that your real name? Like, I don't believe you. And I've just had struggles all my life with my name.
No!
I worked with a guy this summer, and he was lovely. Like, yeah. Guys are great guys.
Yeah, I've never met a guy that I haven't had an absolute kiki with. Like, every single time.
Hence,
without
tell
a
me
day.
About it.
Yeah.
But can we get to the word kiki? Like, I'm still...
Thank
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. Yes. Here's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone's such a natural in here today.
Oh, no, it's good. We have rapport. Yeah. We're bouncing off each other. The flow is so natural. It's sickening. I'm sick to my stomach. Kiki. What does kiki mean? So today, Lana and I were faced with the impossible question of just this. And it's really difficult to define. But instead of just defining it, why don't we give some synonyms? Anyone have an idea? Let's a starting point maybe.
Drake.
So that is what it's not.
That's the dark Kiki, dare I say.
Kiki is not hanging out with your friends and having the worst time ever.
Kiki's a soiree.
Oh, it's going to be
a
soiree.
What is a soiree?
It's like a
party.
It's a kiki.
It's a kiki. It's like an elegant kind of party, but then all of a sudden it turns into something even greater than that.
So this
is like, kiki could also be like a play date. You know,
I have kikis all the time. Lana and I, when we set up shop, are most times trying to have a kiki. And what is setting up shop, you may ask? It's getting very, very comfortable and really asserting yourself in any given space at any given point in time.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm gonna start to use that.
Oh,
like,
and I know
up
you
shop.
Will.
Setting because
setting
sometimes
up
a
shop,
it's about creating an atmosphere, setting the ambiance, you know?
Because sometimes you think, okay, today's kind of weird, it's wet and wild, I'm not liking what it has to offer. You just haven't set up shop yet. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth of the matter. You need to find
a
somewhere.
A lot of the time, the solution is just to set up shop.
And that's what some people, like, kind of don't want to realize. It's, like,
no,
really upsetting. Yeah.
No, sometimes you come
mentally,
like,
physically, spiritually, set up shop. Some of you aren't.
So to
and
kiki,
it's starting a show.
To kiki is to set up shop.
But
when
also,
and
but
some...
and yet, yes and, dare I say. a kiki is, there's, I feel like you can set up shop without having a kiki.
Oh, 100%.
Definitely.
Kiki, but I don't know if you can have a kiki without setting
it's
up
like
shop.
It's like a square.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And that's the
oh,
truth.
And you can tell who's been working on their dissertation and doing the readings and who hasn't.
And time and time again, it's going to be Marisol because she's done the research in the field. I mean.
She's done her field work.
I've been collecting data out here.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You've been putting the data into R. You've been doing the work.
And doing the analyses. Uh-huh. Yes.
Analyses. Plural.
Multiple and plural.
Can you tell we're in our finals season?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about it.
No.
Way to kill. Way to kill the kiki. Kill the kiki.
Way to kill the kiki.
I'm sorry.
If you go to bed and say, what did I do today? And one of them has not had a kiki, then you've done your day
you
wrong.
You're doing
kiki
it wrong.
You should be kikiing when you go to sleep.
Oh.
And
sleep
honestly,
is a kiki. It's a kiki with your subconscious.
Setting up shop in bed with a comfortable pillow, a fuzzy little blankie, if you like a fuzzy blankie, and not a fuzzy blankie if you don't want, and just setting up shop in bed and really getting into the comfort and the coziness, that is the kiki that we all deserve at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So some of you don't want to talk about sometimes, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
So even if you think you haven't had a kiki, you definitely have.
Think more critically about your kikis.
Mm-hmm. And or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. With all this said, did we even provide an accurate definition of what a kiki is?
Not really. That's like, not my problem.
It's kind of an abstract concept. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh. It's how you interpret it.
So, like, can a kiki be, like, this room?
Oh, yes.
This is a kiki.
Thank you for coming in with the clarification questions, guys. Definitely. Oh, my goodness.
This is, like, the textbook kiki.
Yeah, spit in your ear bi-weekly at 6 p.m. is actually, like, the first example they give you in the dictionary.
Yeah, the poster child of kiki.
And I'd like to add that a kiki is always a safe space. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're always safe. If you're kikiing with the right people, you should always be safe.
If you're not safe within the kiki that you're participating in, then it's not a kiki. Point blank. Mm-hmm. Take another look. Take another look. Reevaluate. Choose a new space. Choose a new group. Choose a new soundtrack. I don't know.
And I have a little question here. Oh, yeah. A grammatical question here.
Yeah, so
Can someone tell me, is a ki-ki-ki-I or ki-i-ki-i?
What's a ki?
What's a ki?
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm sorry.
It's going to be a double I. It's K-I-K-I.
K-I-K-I.
And please don't get it twisted.
K-I-K-I.
Because it's not going to be kai-kai. It's going to be ki-ki.
Okay.
Yeah. Kiki. Oh, we should start writing it with a Q.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Do we have some music on that?
More on that. We do have some music on the horizon.
Oh, yeah. The sea and the sun on the horizon of all that. The opposite of that. Today we're dark. No sea and sun.
Apparently. The sun has gone down. Whatever.
The stars
I don't know.
Out. The moon is shining.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you're in a rave.
You are. You will be pretty soon.
At 6:17 on this here Tuesday. It's not actually Tuesday. So
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. If only.
It's not 11:59 as far as I know. So we're still good.
No.
We're still good, and I still have time for my assignments today. That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's the beauty of
Monday. CIGR.
Of it being 6:17 p.m. on a Monday. Yep. Anyways, we are going to follow this up with At All by Katrinada, and this is whose pick?
Mine, repping Montreal.
Yep, coast to coast.
I know, that's right.
Yep. We actually have some lore we should get into on air, which fun fact, Jerome's mom went to my mom's high school.
Exactly.
And I went to the high school next door.
Yes.
And we have mutuals.
Yeah.
And we found
this
out at Shindig on a random Tuesday night at Redgate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So come to Shindig. You never
tomorrow
know.
Tomorrow and the week after, because you're probably actually Shindig's a kiki.
It is.
Oh, and that's the truth.
Yeah. That was a kiki.
Exactly.
Experience the kiki.
Yeah. Live Tuesday. This week and also next week, experience Kiki for yourself at Shindig 2023. I know that is for certain.
And I think it's important to specify our like mutuals because I think it's pretty funny. She is the my brother's ex-girlfriend, childhood friend, and like it's pretty crazy that we met like a few provinces away.
At Redgate.
Redgate of all places.
East 4th Avenue, Vancouver.
Exactly.
British Columbia, by the way.
Crazy. Yeah. Anyways, just in case. But, yeah, let's get into our music for a little bit. Let's give the listeners a break. Mm-hmm. They're tired of our kikiing, although we aren't, and we'll continue.
We'll continue it off air. They don't need to know.
They don't need to know.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
They don't need to know everything. Anyways, here is At All by Katrinada, courtesy of Jerome.
Yep.
Enjoy.
In the house. Oh,
Where the fuck my blunt, where the fuck my cup, where the fuck my reef? I'm swagging our kids. I'm swagging our kids. You know I'm a cheap. You know I'm a cheap. I'm flying just like an eagle. Big crayon on it. 4-5 long heater. Catch that bitch with cedar. This bitch said she was hungry. They dig what I feed her. I'm on the block, trapping on the train. Yeah, 3-5's a reef. Yeah, I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, yeah, I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, yeah, I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, huh? I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, huh? I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, huh? I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, yeah, I've been fighting my demons, huh? I've been fighting my, huh? I've been fighting my demons, huh? Yeah.
Man with a cigarette, I'd always look around for his fitting thread. I'm torn between obsession and hate for the mess that he made me make. Man with a cigarette, I'd always wonder if he bore his fitting thread. I'm torn between the mess that you made for the mess that you made me make.
A culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends, and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back.
We are back indeed. You just heard At All by Kate Renata, followed by Fighting My Demons by Ken Carson.
Yeah.
Real.
For some of
real,
you.
Real.
For many of you.
Followed by Blucid by Sevda Liza. All right. Who wants to talk about their picks?
What? I mean, their picks, P-I-C-K-S, because that was a
resonate?
Very vague.
That was ambiguous.
Oh, why did everyone get scared? What is everyone hiding? No, your music picks, your beautiful music picks. Mm.
We can go in order.
I'm getting radio silence from the
Yeah, people. We can move on. We can move on if you want. If it's not a Kiki.
Mm. Okay. wait, but if we're talking about a Kiki, that's a different story. So, the very first song to me, that was 50-50 by Jockstrap. Oh wow, that is a Kiki for
yeah.
me.
Pots and pans.
That
pots
is a Kiki.
You know, I suggest you listen to that song either when you're cooking. When it's 3 a.m. and you had just gotten back from a night out in your bedroom, you lock your door and you put on your headphones and you just have a Kiki
Such
by
a vibe.
Yourself.
Indeed.
Such a vibe.
And it's a beautiful song to listen to. And it's just like, it's like you're back on a night out and then you can just go to bed afterwards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like little nuts and bolts in your brain, but in a really soothing way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like rattling around,
huge
but it feels
nuts
nice.
And bolts.
Yeah.
Huge
shout out.
Huge nuts and bolts presence.
Shout out to my roommates that have to hear me do that almost every night. I love you guys.
Nuts and bolts rattling the brain,
oh,
keeping
yeah.
everyone up.
Keeping
everybody
keep
like
rattled.
Maracas,
yeah.
quite
yeah.
frankly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know who you are. I know you're listening.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Speaking of roommates listening.
Oh, shout out to my lovely roommate, Allie.
Shout out,
tuning
Allie.
In. We love her.
If Allie wants to phone in,
Oh, and she can.
And she can. That is 604-822-2487. I repeat, 604-822-2487. If you want to have a kiki, dial 604-822-2487.
But also, absolutely no pressure if you're, like, busy no doing homework
but
or something.
That's...
But that would be so fun.
If you have any special requests,
dial on in.
We can make that happen.
There's things going on behind us.
Allie's asleep.
Allie,
not really asleep, but you know.
She just fell asleep.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
So Allie's actually not.
Branch in her.
She set up shop.
She set up shop.
Yes.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
I like set up branch.
I think it's kind of
set up
like
branch.
It's a good hybrid.
Oh, and it is.
Yeah.
It is. Do we want to play Allie's recommendation paying tribute to the fact that she's not able to dial in, but she is able to recommend.
Mm-hmm. She's able
the
to
Munsters
text
theme
in.
Song. Do we
should
hit
we,
it?
Should we run that?
I think it's
I
a
mean,
good idea.
Let's literally,
do it.
Why not?
This is a shout out to the roommate and for my father that named me after one of these characters.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to.
And that's the truth.
We're going to want to, and we just are.
Yeah. And we just are. And keep your eyes, listening ears peeled for whatever comes next after Theme from the Munsters by TV Theme Song Maniacs. I don't think that's the actual artist, but
you know what?
We'll get back to
happy
you.
Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
Happy Monday to all the Munsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monster Monday. Yep.
Meow.
Monster meow Monday. Indeed. All right. We'll be right back.
Just because the mind can make up whatever it wants doesn't mean that it'll never come true. Won't ever happen. Just because you can. Please, could I change that? Is that the right thing to do? Or I just don't.
shit for you. Don't guess like, oh, I'll ignore you.
Take.
No, okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're back with some very extremely hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, to be honest. What do we think about Oral by Bjork and Rosalia, which you heard previous to what you just heard, Oh by Shy Girl? I think we were all perceiving that for the first time in the studio, and
It was not good.
Disappointed.
Underwhelmed, severely underwhelmed, I would say.
Severely.
Set up shop with being underwhelmed.
Exactly, and like, honestly,
feelings of disappointment have set up shop with feelings of.
It was giving like Disney princess, Ariel maybe, or even Blanche Neige. I don't know how to say that in English.
And that's your brand.
One more time.
Blanche Neige.
You're gonna wanna. Snow White?
Oh, Snow White.
They're gonna
how did I gather that from the little you gave me? I just got Blanche.
Because it's Blanche Neige, which is literally.
Because don't you have like a mandatory snow French class?
Okay, well, there's hostility coming at me in the studio all of a sudden. And I'd like to ask, do you think I was paying attention to such a thing at age 8? I had better things to do, like piss off my teacher. She fucking hated me.
Whipping out the profanity at 6:44 p.m. on a Monday?
That's enough for me. No, I don't know French, but I do know what you meant.
Oh,
Thank you so much.
We're screaming.
Oh, sorry, because we had a lot of emotions here. this is why it, like...
Support group.
In your mics of your...
Screaming in your ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you like it better
because
when
the people need to know.
People do need to know.
What we mean.
And that's the truth.
What does Guy want to let us know?
Yeah.
What he means.
We've taken up the floor. Tab.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Fighting My Demons by Ken Carson. It's been on my mind. You guys should really watch that music video. I mean, Cole Bennett really did his job on that one. It's just really crazy, the visuals on that. It's unbelievable. You guys should check it out.
So we shall.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
There's hate and there's also love in the stew. Both can coexist.
It's really crazy how much everybody in the studio is enriching all of our listeners' lives right now. You know, we're giving you new vocabulary. We're giving you music video recommendations. Not to mention hot takes.
There is no excuse for any of you not to set up shop within the next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do your homework.
We're giving you everything you need to do to set up shop, as well as some knowledge of the interpersonal beef that goes on in Studio A.
Let me tell you what's going on.
Some of you are accused of knowing French when you know nothing of the sort.
I have a question. Since we're in our little dark theme, I want to ask, what was your like darkest moment of your last week?
Wow!
It doesn't have to be deep. It doesn't have to be deep.
Jesus.
Like 4:30 p.m. on a Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
Crickets.
We really don't need
to think. It's a question.
Think.
It's not a statement.
Okay.
We don't need to think this hard. We all know what our deepest, darkest moments were. Yeah. But
true. Yeah. well, maybe getting a little too turned up at the shindig last Tuesday.
Hey. Oh. Honestly, my darkest moment was hosting said shindig, but not having a drop or sip of anything. Whoa. Dead sober from 8 to 1 at Redgate. I'll let the listener interpret what that could mean.
What an emotional and physical space to be in.
Yeah, that's on a Tuesday, no less.
That's I don't know if I could count that as a kiki.
It wouldn't have been a kiki if I was not hosting and running that, like, the Navy.
Yeah.
And that I was.
You did it well.
Thank you so much. It's because...
Yeah, come find out tomorrow. come find out.
Come find out tomorrow how much of a kiki you can or can't have.
See what you missed out on if you weren't there last Tuesday.
Definitely the darkest... Yeah. The darkest moment for two of us in the room would be shindig for different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I was having a kiki, so it doesn't matter. It was maybe, like, the trek home that was the darkest.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. I can't really... I took an Uber for the first time in my life.
Whoa. Like, whoa. Okay, someone's a public transport baddie.
I was about to say.
I took it for the second time, I must say. And I,
so you're a liar, is
a liar.
What you're saying. Okay. Okay.
Moment radio. Number two, lying and
being lied
through
to.
Through our tea.
But like, for my second time, I think I ordered, like, consciously at Uber on my phone, pulled it out.
Consciously.
And I must say, it was a great experience.
Yeah. It gets pretty addictive.
I know, that's why I don't want to do it.
I will say, a week or so ago, I was out in Gastown and there were no Ubers to be found, and so I took a taxi.
Oh.
Which was, and this
analog.
Taxi, this was the shadiest shit. Let me tell you. It was a minivan. And the entire back of the minivan was empty. There were no seats. It was just one row of seats. And then a glass panel in between, and there, I don't know, I couldn't
just
see,
like,
what was back there,
of
but there was stuff like banging around in the back there. Let me tell you. And so that taxi was not a kiki and not a safe space. So maybe I'm not surprised that your Uber was a better experience. But
I think I don't know. Last time I took a taxi, it was kind of the same experience. It was also like a van. And then the man, the driver, was like, oh, you're going to pay me cash. And I was like, no, debit credit. And then he was like, I only take cash. So I was like, well, drop me off because I won't be able to pay you. And he was like, no, we're going to stop at like a financial institution.
Oh,
like
goodness.
Like a bank. And I was
rest for the wicked.
And
he wanted
like,
the.
I started to scream at him.
He wanted the blues.
I started to scream
and,
at him.
And you're going to understand because it was at the Terminus Longueuil.
No.
And I'm like, yes, exactly, which is a horrible space.
No, unsafe space.
Unsafe
for a kiki.
Unsafe.
No kikis were ever had. That is like the en transit to a kiki,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But like never
the,
at
the
terminus.
No. The what?
The kiki with a Q is what we're referring to in this case. Probably. Probably. Anyways.
Anyway.
It is 6:50 p.m.
We got like a song or two left.
We have a song queued up. Do we want to listen to it? Do we want to listen to Weep by Cuckoo Chloe and Sega Bodega? Mm. I don't know.
It sounds
I think
like
maybe
a
we could put some Nicki Minaj.
Hi.
I agree. Oh, we have
a diva.
We
has
have
just
a diva
entered the
that
room.
Has just
joined.
Entered the studio.
Oh,
come on in. Do you have any dark, ethereal, esoteric pots and pans textural contributions for this last 10 minutes of spit?
Pots and pans?
Like it needs to be giving like a little bit of a pop,
percussive, like dissonant.
Broadway, like that New York Broadway.
Yes,
show.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. That, but like
stomp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evolved. Something, evolved stomp.
Something with a little crunch to
stomp
it. You know.
But I feel like more like wet sounds.
Ooh.
To crunch.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Like chewy. Because
yeah.
I love wet, a chewy sound.
Like a really damp. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, recommend,
pillows.
Please.
Pillows inside.
Pillow I really off. Hope
like
we
a, like
can
a
hear what's going
like
on
like a thwomp kind of.
Yeah.
So wet sound, what does that materialize in?
Like Earth Eater.
Yeah, sure.
Like Earth Eater is, you can't go wrong. If you want a wet sound, you can't go wrong with Earth Eater.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And this
or
is
jockstrap.
Bit. Oh,
we already jockstrapped.
We already jockstrapped.
Which,
yeah, we jockstrapped.
We did. We did indeed.
We
some
we
of you set up jockstrap.
Some of us
at the
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah.
We jockstrapped yeah. down.
Some to, of us been there, done that.
Yeah.
For
we
real. Call us pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but time is not a waste of life, and life is not
a
waste
of time.
So
let's get
wasted
and have the time of our lives. Amen.
And with that, Earth Eater. Yes,
I
guess.
I agree.
Is it cold in the water?
Yeah. You're gonna wanna.
Is
yeah,
it cold
it
in the water? Sophie, can't go wrong, really.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Is
It Cold in the Water by Sophie, which you probably definitely have heard multiple times on this very show.
I mean, I hope so.
Time and time again. The dolls need to hear it.
And you're going to thank us every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is It Cold in the Water by Sophie, and we will be back to bid you all farewell.
Adieu.
Mwah. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Thank you. Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Hello, we are back, and goodbye, unfortunately.
The hour is up.
The hour is up. I'm so sad. Have fun without us, I guess.
Be safe on the
block. Be so safe, please.
Time flies when you're having a kiki, so.
Definitely. Yeah. A kiki indeed. All right, we have to wrap this one up, but we will be back in 2 weeks wrapping other things up. Spotify, ooh, looking at you.
Ooh.
Spotify Wrapped reveals incoming, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, most likely.
And I'm so ready to be mortified.
Yeah. Anyways, stay tuned. It's gonna get real vulnerable in Studio A.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be scarier than a Halloween episode.
Oh.
And that's hard, but I guarantee it'll happen.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe. Have a lovely evening, lovely rest of your week, and we will see you soon.
Bisous.
So much love. Bye.
Tyranny of pleasure, tongue tied to a feather that lifts you up and drops you down when you are high above the ground. Just when you think you know where to go. Just then and only then will it show you that you. Stay.